Coffee makes you nervous. Switch to Postum. The makers of Postum, the favorite mealtime drink in millions of American homes, present those two lovable old characters from the hill country, Lum and Abner. Friends, if you'd known Tom Wright, or anyone like him, a few months ago, I'm sure you'd have thought he was a pretty fine person. He had a good job, a nice home, just about everything he wanted. And one reason for his success was his grand disposition. He was a cheerful and good-natured, an altogether likable person, always ready to help the next fellow. Then somehow Tom began to change. One day, his employer asked him to do some small favor. Tom said,
"Confound it, why pick on me all the time? Can't these other fellows do anything around here? I'm sick and tired of being imposed on."
And from then on, his disposition got steadily worse. Now, what had happened? What had changed him from a cheerful, likable, accommodating person to a selfish, cranky, irritable grouch? His doctor said it was nerves. Coffee nerves. And by that, don't get the idea. I mean, coffee makes everybody nervous, because nothing's further from my mind. Lots of people can and do drink coffee with no harm at all. But lots of others shouldn't touch it. So if you're troubled by nerves, and you know nerves can make you touchy and irritable, or give you indigestion, or keep you awake, and you suspect coffee may be responsible, or even partly responsible, by all means, switch to Postum. For there's no caffeine or stimulant of any kind in Postum that could possibly make you nervous. Enjoy Postum steaming hot. Enjoy its distinctive, full-bodied flavor. Make it your regular mealtime drink instead of coffee, and see what happens. Even in 2 weeks, after you've given Postum a fair trial, see if you aren't less nervous. See if you aren't feeling better. See if you haven't got your pleasant, likable disposition back again. Drink Postum. There's a reason. And now, let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, you know, the Jot 'em Down store has been leased to the motion picture company that's now in Pine Ridge to make a Lum and Abner picture. The old fellows decided to put on a sale last Tuesday and dispose of all their old merchandise, and so make the store more modern for the picture company, only to learn that this was the one thing they didn't want done. So now they've been forced to recover as much of the former stock as possible, so as not to change the appearance of the store. As we look in on our little community today, we find Lum and Abner down at the store after a very busy day. Listen.
Well, that's about everything, ain't it, Lum?
Yeah, let me get this set of buggy harness hung up here.
Well, sir, the store looks just about like it did before we had the sale, don't it?
Grannies, I hope so. They made enough to do about it. I still don't see why that picture company was so dead set on having the store look old-fashioned like this, instead of fixing it up nice and up-to-date like we wanted to do.
Me neither. But they said we had to put it back like it was, or the whole deal was off.
Yeah, I know Uncle Henry Lunsford thought I'd lost my reasoning when I went over there yesterday and paid him more for this set of buggy harness to get it back than I charged him for it the day before.
Yeah, that's a fine howdy-do. Have a sale, get rid of everything we got, and then go out and buy it back for twice as much.
Yeah, that sale cost us about $200 just to get the store back like it was.
Just about. And Squire Skimp's making all the money out of it, too, paying us $150 a month and renting it to the picture company for $500 a week.
Yeah.
Makes me so dead blame mad every time I think about it.
Quit bringing up the subject. The deal with Squire's done made. Ain't no use to try to do nothing about it now. I can think of a lot of things we could have did, but ain't no use to lock the barn after the horse is stolen.
Huh?
I said, Nothing. I'm sorry I said it.
Whose horse is stole?
Nobody's. I just said that.
Well, now, somebody's horse has been stole around here long. We ought to tell Elizabeth. She's the chief of police, and it's up to her.
Oh, for goodness sakes, there ain't been no horse stole, Abner. I just said there ain't no use to lock the barn door after the horse is stole.
Well, how could they lock the door after he stole if he ain't been stole? You're trying to protect somebody, Lom. I know. You just let that slip. That's about what you done.
Abner, if somebody's horse was stole, I'd tell you. I was just using that old...
No, you don't. Just because it's some friend of yours.
It ain't no friend of mine.
Well, what you trying to protect him for, then?
I ain't trying to protect nobody.
Well, who is it, then?
Nobody.
Well, it's bound to be somebody. Horse can't just get stole by itself.
There ain't been no horse stole.
You said there was a minute ago. Now you're trying to back out of it.
I ain't trying to back out. Just hush up about it. I've said all I'm going to.
Refuse to answer questions, huh? Elizabeth could take you right down and lock you up in jail, Lom Edwards.
Lock me? You ain't accusing me of stealing no horse, are you?
Well, you might not have sure enough stole him, but you're just as guilty as the feller did, protecting him this away. Harboring a criminal, that's what you're doing. Interfering with the law. That makes you a party to the crime.
Now, wait a minute here. You're going just a little too far there. Granny, you drive a feller plumb subtracted.
Yeah, give me the third degree. That's what's making you feel that way. I'm breaking you down. That's what I'm doing.
I'm going to break you down directly, and it ain't going to be by asking no questions, neither.
Where was you at on the night? Who was it? Look me in the eye, Lom. Do I know him?
No. I don't know.
Let's see. Is it vegetable or mineral? Was it Snake Hogan?
No, Abner, no.
Well, tell me when I'm getting warm.
I'm not going to tell you nothing. For as I know, there ain't been no horse stole. And if he is, I don't know who done it.
Well, that's just the trouble. Nobody wants to help enforce the law around here. How do you expect Elizabeth to catch him if you...
I don't want her to catch nobody.
That's just what I figured. More than likely, some friend of yours.
I told you it weren't no friend of mine. Now, just hush up about it, Abner. Just don't bring it up again. Let's talk about something else.
Yeah, all right. I won't say no more about it. But I just want to warn you, Lom. If whoever it was stole that horse, it's a private friend of yours, and you don't want to see him get in no trouble. If you'll see him and tell him to take the horse back to whoever it belongs to, I won't say a word to Elizabeth about it. Just to help you.
All right, Abner. Thank you. I'll see that the horse is took back. Now that settles it, don't it?
Yeah. I don't feel just right about it, though. Feel sort of guilty myself getting mixed up in it this way. Special after all I've said about crime not paying.
Well, you just forget about it now. Everything's going to be all right.
It's just one little thing that's worrying me.
Well, now, there ain't no use to worry about it, Abner. I'll handle it.
Well, it's going to be harder to get that horse back in there than you think it is, old Lom.
I don't think we'll have no trouble. Just forget about it now.
Well, I hope you ain't forgot nothing.
Forgot nothing?
Yeah, didn't you say a while ago that the barn door was locked after the horse was stole?
Hmm.
I'm just thinking you might have trouble getting him back in there.
Well, if it's locked, I'll get a key somewhere. Now, please, Abner, please don't say another word about it before I go stark, raving, mad, crazy.
Oh, I won't tell a soul. Your secret's safe with me, old boy.
Well, good. I'm glad that's over. I'll know better than to start something like that again.
Yeah. It ought to be a good lesson to you, Lom.
Yeah. You ever hear me using another one of them old Eddard sayings in front of you again, I want you to whop me one.
I believe that was our arrange.
Yeah, just sit down. I'll get it.
Oh, yeah, that's right. It might be that feller. You better talk to him.
What feller?
You know, barn, horse.
Huh?
The horse thief.
Oh, for goodness. Hello. Jot him down, store. I'm Edwards talking. Oh, hello, Mr. Young. Harold Young, the director of the picture.
Well, I'll be dead blamed. He'd have been the last feller in town I'd ever station.
They have, huh?
Uh-oh. Bet they done caught him.
In the morning. Well, that's all right with us. We're ready any time.
He's got an automobile. I don't know what he want to steal a horse for. Must be a kleptic manny hatch or whatever they call him. Him with his fancy Hollywood ways.
Oh, well, everything in the store is right back like it was. You need to worry about that a minute.
Low down horse thief.
Yeah, in the morning. All right, sir. Goodbye. Mr. Young says they're all ready to start the picture in the morning, Abner.
In the morning?
Yeah, we'll have to close the store and turn it over to them.
Yeah, I sort of hate to do it.
Me too. Expect I better make an announcement to the folks on the party line. Let them know we ain't going to be open for business no more.
Yeah, better, reckon.
I'll give the fire alarm ring. I'll get them all to the telephone. Listen in and see where the fire is at.
Yeah, sir, it just ain't going to seem at all natural not coming down the store here.
Well, don't start that, Abner. It's hard enough that. Wait a minute. I can hear them picking up their receivers. Howdy, everybody. There ain't no fire. This is Lum Eddards. I've got an announcement I want to make. We're closing down the Jot 'em Down store today, and me and Abner's going to make a moving picture. You've been hearing us talk about Pine Ridge for a long time, nearly 10 years now, and we've decided maybe you'd like to see what the place actually looks like, and us, and the Jot 'em Down store and all. So we're going to try our best to show you. I just hope the picture's as good as we think it's going to be. Hope you'll all go see it and let us know what you think about it. And by the way, it might be a good idea for you to call your local theater manager and tell him to be sure and get the picture for your town, and then maybe you better call him back in a few days and remind him again. Or see him and tell him. I could stand here and tell you about the picture all day, but I know you'd rather wait and see it. But before I hang up here, I would like to ask a favor of you. For over 2 years now, the Postum Company has made our little visits with you possible. And I think it'd be awful nice of you folks to sit down right now and write them a little letter of thanks. It'll let them know you've been listening. We'll appreciate it, and I know they will. Just address your letter to the Postum Company, the Postum Building, New York City. Well, I reckon that's all. I don't like to say goodbye. Abner, have you got anything you want to say?
Yeah, but I couldn't say it, Lum. I'd choke up, sure the world, I know it would.
Well, folks, thanks for your loyalty, your many nice letters, and your friendship. Our best wishes for your health and happiness till we meet again. Goodbye. What you all cuddled up about?
Come on, let's get out of here, Lum. It's past closing time now.
Yeah. Wait a minute. Let me have one more look before we close the door. What you looking that way for? The store will always be here. We can open up again sometime.
Yeah.
Where's the... Oh, you've already got the sign on there. It don't look hardly right. Jot 'em Down store. Temporary closed.
Tonight brings us to the close of our present series of programs with our two old friends, Lum and Abner. In bidding them and you goodbye, the makers of Postum wish to express their sincere thanks to the old fellows. And also to tell you how we appreciate the many friendly letters we've received. We sincerely hope you've enjoyed our little visits to Pine Ridge and that you'll continue to enjoy fond memories of them. And we hope, too, that you'll continue to enjoy the product that's made it possible to present Lum and Abner. Enjoy Postum. So until we meet again, may luck and happiness and health be yours. This is Lou Crosby speaking. Ladies and gentlemen, in saying goodbye for this series, I'd like to add my thanks to you, the listeners, and to Postum, our sponsor, for my small part in the past programs. And to my old friends, Lum and Abner, thank you for a swell association. And best wishes for the success of your Pine Ridge picture. Good night. Goodbye. This is the Columbia Broadcasting System.